For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She impressed my parents with her cooking this Thanksgiving, even though she didn't have an assortment of turkey parts. It's the one and only Chef Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? No, I had a full bird.
How did you do it?
I just put a bird in, turned the oven on. That was about it.
Yeah, I did get a little nervous that maybe next year you would look for the assortment of turkey parts, because you really got into finding the perfect turkey this year. And
I did.
The right amount of weight and the size and frozen or fresh. And I got nervous that once you heard that assortment of turkey parts was a thing, you may just go down that path.
No, I want the full bird.
Yeah, I think you did a very nice job.
Thank you.
It was your first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Your first time.
First time hosting.
Yes. You did a really nice job. Some assistance from my mother.
Yeah, but it was just because I needed it. Like, apparently when you're pregnant, you cannot touch the bird.
You probably shouldn't touch. Yeah. The raw bird.
So that was the help from your mom to really like stuff the cavity, but I was giving her the stuff, preparing it.
Yeah. Well, very well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Even though you didn't have an assortment of turkey parts. I mean, when you put it like that.
Doesn't sound very appetizing.
Turkey parts.
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue with that statement. Parts sounds like the leftovers. Like, you don't want the parts.
True.
You want the meat. Mm. You want the body.
That's
and so when
true.
You're like, yeah, we're just eating the turkey parts, that seems like the things that just kind of got the scraps.
Yeah.
It feels like you're eating scraps.
Sure.
I think it's a good thing there may have been a language barrier, because that's not, you don't want that on your menu. When you're reading your Thanksgiving menu and you go, oh, cranberry sauce, stuffing,
turkey parts.
An assortment of turkey parts.
No, that does not sound appetizing.
No.
I think one thing, and I said it on this podcast before, and I got a lot of you guys like supporting me on this, lukewarm food is a no-no.
Yeah.
I think next time, if we're hosting Thanksgiving, I need to get those heaters.
The little, I don't even know what you call them. I want to call them Bunsen burners. They're not
like
that.
Like little flames.
Yeah, the little flame, a little buffet flames.
Yeah, because I can't deal with lukewarm food. It bothers me.
I just want to point out that you've learned what lukewarm is, because you used to think it was a worm named Luke.
I know.
Sort of like Olaf, the other reindeer. Teresa hears what she wants to hear.
So, You admitted it, that the song sounds like I Am Right.
It does. It would be quite the story if you had Olaf and Luke the worm. They could go on adventures.
I don't know if our friends know about Olaf.
Oh, yeah. No, this was 2 or 3 years ago, and people called in and were like, I thought it was Olaf. People sent us books that there actually is a book, Olaf the Other Reindeer.
Olaf the Other Reindeer is such a slut because he doesn't want Rudolph.
But it's worse than that.
To be part of any games.
The real story is even sadder. It's not this one slutty reindeer. It's all of them.
I know.
All of the other reindeers are assholes. It's not just Olaf.
I know.
It's much sadder than you even thought it was.
True, the reality is worse.
It's even worse. Oh, man. All right. Well,
I still sing Olaf.
Yes.
And I always call him a slut.
Never change. Tis the season. Okay. Before we digress anymore, we're here to talk about B90 Season 7, Episode
16.
So, wow.
Wow.
This episode, and I know I think last time I went on a rant about like, oh my gosh, we're halfway there and it's still great. This kind of seemed like we're starting to wrap it up.
Slightly.
We have people going home. We have proposals. This kind of seemed like, I don't know, two more episodes, but I guess that could be. Then you do a few part tell-all and you're in the 20s.
How long the tell-all is going to be? Two, three?
I can't. Two
it cannot be five because people won't be in person. It cannot be just two because it needs more. I'm going to say three.
All right. I'm good with a two-part tell-all, but if they can make it interesting, I'm there for it. Tell-alls can be good, so I'm not just immediately opposed to long tell-alls, but sometimes it just feels dragged on.
True.
Okay, but episode 16, before we get into it, real quick, we're on Patreon and we're on Supercast. If you guys want more content, if you guys are watching The Last Resort, and I highly recommend that you watch The Last Resort, if you want to hear our thoughts on that crazy series, join us on Patreon, join us on Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level. You get audio only of those recaps. Family Affair, you get audio, you get video of it. You can see us doing the podcast, plus a monthly bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we throw out bonuses for all Patreon and Supercast members once in a while.
Yes.
When we have the time, we say, what should we do? Should we just recap Love is Blind as a whole and just throw it out there for the Patreon? And we do, or sometimes we do a random Halloween bonus. We say, what if we watched Beetlejuice and we just gave it to everyone on the Patreon and the Supercast? So we do things like that. So join us over there, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality@supercast.com. Also, follow us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod, if you haven't already. Mainly because that's where we get to talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direct line to Teresa and I. You can call in over there. You can share your thoughts. And we'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
Absolutely.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it is hot. It's turkey in Turkey.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah, it's like a turducken. But it's like a turducken. Yeah, very good. Turkey on turkey. Turkey parts in turkey.
Sure.
Okay.
If you want to be more specific.
So smash it as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, you guys know we're suckers for a little love. And tis the season to shower the people you love with love. And so if you haven't left a review and you would like to, please do. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. Before we get into this thing, what do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it, what you've got this week.
All right. All right. By the way, number one, a quick Avery update of Avery and Omar.
Yeah.
Because a couple weeks ago, we talked about her health.
Mm-hmm.
She had some health scares. Her doctors feared she may have leukemia, but they did some tests and it appeared it was a traveler's bug. And she was on the mend. And mm-hmm. so it was all looking good. Well, now there's a new diagnosis.
Okay, what is it?
A few days ago, she went on social media and she announced she's been diagnosed with lupus.
Oh, I've known someone who had lupus.
Okay. Do I know that person?
No. It's when I used to go to a breeding camp in Greece.
Oh.
There was a girl with lupus. And the reason is that she had rashes on her skin.
Mm.
So the Greek sun and sand was treating it.
All right. Well,
but I don't know what it is besides the rashes.
Yeah, well, it's an autoimmune disease. It can express itself a bunch of different ways. But she, Avery, is pretty excited, understandably, about this diagnosis. Because I think when you have something that's ailing you, you want to know what is
it.
Just give me answers. And so she thought it was one thing, then another thing, and now she has this diagnosis. And so she's grateful to know what it is, and she can find some relief. There's no cure for lupus, but there are treatments to help control the symptoms.
True.
Apparently the sun and sand in Greece can help. So maybe she'll head that way. But
yeah, it was a breathing camp, but there were a few kids with like skin issues too. So
sure.
That's what I know.
Very
just inclusive. Just sharing my knowledge.
Yeah. So, all right. So Avery's happy. She's hopefully on the road to feeling better. So there's the update.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Number two, Teresa. By the way, number two, Jabri of Jabri and Miona.
I was going to send it to you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what is, you tell me, what's the news?
He has a new girl.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, she's Serbian too, I think. I've seen some stuff.
Okay, I think maybe you didn't. This is classic Teresa, just reading the headline. And
what you share.
All right, well, I'm going to share. Jabri of Jabri and Miona, a one-time Jabri and Miona, is back with a new song. Okay, and it's an interesting one.
Okay.
It's his first Serbian song. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe this is where you're getting confused. It's a song he says he wrote after falling in love in Belgrade this year. He says he met an amazing woman, drank way too much Serbian brandy, and now has this story to share. So he wrote and he recorded this song and he shot a music video with a Serbian actress.
Oh, okay.
So I think maybe that is what you saw and you said, oh, blonde girl? Was it a blonde girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you saw that and said, oh, this must be a new power couple.
Mm.
It's just an actress. She's playing his love interest in this music video. Do you want to hear a bit of the song?
Sure.
Okay. This is Jabri's latest song and his first in Serbian.
Let's hear it. Kaže mi da ne zna kad je bila trezna ona zadnji put.
Vidim da je verna. Teresa's in her closet getting leather right now. She's putting on leather.
Leather.
I could picture you in full leather dancing to this.
I don't think I've ever heard the Serbian song, to be honest.
Right. So, if you couldn't tell, it's called Popila, which I believe means drink in Serbian. And here's why I find this so interesting. Your fan base is American.
I was just going
right?
to say that.
Everyone knows you from 90 Day Fiancé. No one knows you from the Black Serbs, I don't think. And now you come out with like your first big song since being off the show. And it's in Serbian.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get a lot of fans in the U.S.
It's definitely a concern of mine because it's an okay song, I think. All things considered, it's an okay song. But if you wanted to blow it up here, do it in English.
It's a song I would jam to at 3 a.m. at a club.
Yeah.
In the Czech Republic.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a big song from this music band, Ozone, but they were Moldavian.
You cannot stop talking about Ozone. I don't understand. Are you?
They
like
had
the,
one big song.
I feel like you're the leader of their fan club. You're the only person.
We all loved it so much. It was one of those songs like Gangnam Style. Like you love it and you hate it, but you're so hooked. Right. And we all like loved it so much, but it fizzled out.
Okay.
So I can see his song if he somehow makes it to the top of all the discotheca lists in Europe. You can see him being maybe, you know, played by the DJ at 3 a.m. when everyone's wasted and loving it, and it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah. Well, he does have that music video, as I was saying. I was kind of surprised to see how many views it has.
How many?
In 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess how many views? In 2 days, the music video, popular. And let me just help you out here a little bit. It's not a great video. So it's not a video that I think people are going to see and send to their buddies and be like, oh, you have to see this.
Oh.
It's basically just him wandering around the forest drinking brandy with like a 1990s iMovie effect over the foot. Okay, so it's not like a must-see video. 2 days, how many views?
5,000.
5,000?
Yeah.
That's not good. I said I was impressed.
Oh. 25,000?
Times 10.
250,000 views?
It's like 233,000 views.
What?
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people love Serbian.
Or maybe it did become big in Serbia.
Yeah, 2 days though. Like that's not even time to get big. I almost wonder if he bought views. Because that just seems like it came out of nowhere.
Can you buy views?
You can buy anything.
True.
I guess he does have a decent social following. So if a portion of his followers clicked play, that's a couple hundred thousand, maybe.
True.
So.
Interesting.
Not a bad song, not a great song. It's something.
Yeah. Maybe he realized that, well, I will never be big in the U.S., but I could be big in Serbia.
True. Niche. It is important to go niche these days. Mm-hmm. You can't be everything to everyone. You got to be something to your group,
like,
of people.
Let's be honest. He's not going to be the next Justin Bieber.
No, but if I was advising him, I probably would have said, hey, you have this built-in fan base in America. Why not write something that they can relate to? But maybe he's tried that. Like, he did do that song a few months back. That was pretty good, where he was detailing his relationship with Miona.
Yeah. I mean, this might be a way for him to get more successful.
True. And maybe he is big in Serbia.
Who knows?
As the t-shirt once said at Urban Outfitters when I was in high school, I'm huge in Belgium or whatever it said. It was a t-shirt. I don't understand the reference, but it is what it is.
Interesting. Well, all right. I'm glad I didn't send you my, by the way, because
it was wrong.
Well, ultimately, it's the same thing.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. That is 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiance, Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 16.
Oof.
Let's start with a couple I thought we were done with.
Yeah, and we are. We're just, it's like a last reminder of that he's a total creep.
Brian and Ingrid. Here's what kind of frustrates me. We know that he had just accused Ingrid of using him for a passport, for getting to the States, for a better life. If Ingrid was using you, don't you think she would have blown your balloon? Like, don't you think, right? I think she's smart enough to know, like, hey, here's how I can get what I want. Sex. That's the easiest way to get what you want if you're in that position. She was looking for a real relationship and then realized Brian was a creep and was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's stop the clock here. So I don't even understand that you're using me for a passport angle. She wasn't at all even trying to manipulate you.
No, she wasn't. But I think he knows it deep down. He just wants to find the reason why she doesn't like him. Besides, like, him, right?
Brian, you've got 19 exes. You have, like, 9 failed marriages and 5 failed engagements. It's not an Ingrid thing.
Plus, you're a creep. Like, you go too fast.
It's not an Ingrid thing. It's a you thing.
Yeah,
you're sitting
but
here
I'm
going
saying
like,
he was trying to find a way of, okay, it's not me. It's her. She wanted my green card. That's what it must be. Otherwise, I'm perfect. I did nothing wrong. And he says it multiple times. Like, I did nothing wrong. I'm actually proud of myself, how I handled it. It's like, you should not be proud of yourself.
I'm very interested to see how he's handled at the tell-all. If people will be open and honest to be like, dude, you're a perv. Or if they're gonna be like, yeah, well, it just didn't work out. You guys weren't meant for each other. Like, on to the next. It's like, no, you were creepy. You were thrusting yourself upon her. And it turned her off and you couldn't read the room. But I don't know if it's going to be that blunt.
Yeah, he's like, I'm proud of myself for not letting her take advantage of me like everyone else. It's like,
yeah.
Well, now I'm starting to think that no one was trying to take an advantage of you. You're just a creep who comes in very hot and heavy, can't read the room. And then you get upset that your fast feelings are not reciprocated. And then you find a different blame.
Yeah. I also am troubled by the fact that he said he was proud because she's running off crying.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of how I handled this for not being taken advantage of. You're like, you're proud that you said these hurtful, offensive things and made her cry and made her run off.
Yeah, poor Ingrid. She runs off. She tells the cameras that she feels more like an opportunity to him that wants a passport, which is not true. And that's not what she wanted. So she feels like her time was wasted.
Yeah. So again, thought that was the end of their segment. But then the next day, we learn Brian texted Ingrid and said he didn't like how things ended. If anyone's trying to manipulate here, it's Brian.
Like, oh, he totally is.
Let it go at this point, man. Like, you're just trying to get the last word in, trying to make yourself look like the good guy. He's reaching out saying, I don't like how that ended. Let's meet up. Let's talk things through. I want to say goodbye in person. It's like, okay, so then you don't believe she was trying to use you. If you truly thought she was trying to scam you for a green card, you wouldn't feel bad about how this ended and want to meet up and make amends.
Yeah. So he rolls over to her hotel, and this is why he really pissed me off, right? He was like, come on. He kind of like leans closer to her and says, listen, I don't hate you. Yeah. What? Why would you hate her? What a moron.
Well, if it's true that she was using him, then there would be those feelings. But he knows that that's not the case. And so now he's sobered up to the reality of, oh, she wasn't trying to use me. So it's like, okay, I don't hate you. I don't have anything bad against you. We tried. It didn't work. But he doesn't apologize, which is the worst part of it all. If you wanted to make amends this morning, say I'm sorry for making those accusations.
And Ingrid kind of expected it, but obviously that didn't happen. So she feels disappointed, says bye, and she's off.
Yeah. Then next day we see Brian packing up. It's time for him to head home. Grateful he's not making the same mistakes he made in the past. And he's like, all I'm leaving with is one more ex. And you're definitely collecting exes. Those are racking up for sure. You say you come to Brazil because the women are more accepting. The results say otherwise, Brian. Yeah. So I think it is time to look. I think it is time to get some other stamps in your passport, because I whatever you saw early on that was like, oh yeah, everyone's accepting of me. No one's accepting of you, Brian.
But it has nothing to do with his disability.
Wheelchair aside.
Yeah.
People are not accepting of you.
Yeah, because it's his personality.
Yeah.
And he's like, I believe the one is still out there. Maybe Brazilian, maybe French or African. It's like, friends, Africa, close your doors, because he might be coming your way next.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch another season, probably. I would see him playing the field.
I would too, I guess, but
Just to prove the hypothesis.
True.
Because I feel bad being like, oh, yeah, what a perv, what a sleaze. But that's what I've seen. So I want to see him with a different woman and see, does he act the same? Has he learned his lesson?
Yeah.
That's why I would watch.
We'll see.
All right, speaking of pervs.
Oh, my gosh.
Lauren and Faith. Just when you think it couldn't get any creepier, homemade prison tattoos.
Yeah, so Lauren wants Faye to give him a tattoo. Faye is confused, as all of us, and says, I'm not a tattoo artist. But apparently, all you need are a bunch of needles and some ink.
And maybe this is why you have so many infections, Lauren.
Yeah, he says, well, I have tattoos from other people that are important to me. He's like, I love tattoos, but I'm not going to pay for it. I don't have money.
My ex gave me this one. My coworkers gave me this one. Why don't you give me the next one? Also, how did your coworkers, plural, give you tattoos? Did you just like pass around the needle?
I guess.
So did you see how Lauren was like, you probably want to wear these gloves so you don't get inky hands? Nothing to do with like, oh, it's more sterile for me if you wear.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, wear these gloves so you don't get ink on your hands. How about wear these gloves so I don't get your germs in my open wounds?
Yeah. Well, Faye gets actually excited and agrees. So she draws this Filipino flag in a triangle.
She's like, I'm a face painter, so I can probably do this.
And she starts tattooing. The end results are awful.
Well, because Lauren didn't have the appropriate equipment. I think for this to be done, you have like a mallet or a hammer or something. Faith was using like the blunt end of a Leatherman, just like Faith, like a TV remote from the hotel room, just knocking those needles. And it was not healthy, not smart, bad moves all around.
Yeah, but he's very happy with it.
Oh, he just cured his leaky penis and now he's going to have a new infection. It's very troubling.
Well, he's so happy that he's going to hit the magic shop to get a special prompt to propose.
On the next season of Happily Ever After, Lauren gets his arm amputated. Like, there's no way. There's no way that was good.
No. And it looks awful. You gotta live with it. Yeah. And he's like, even if it doesn't work out with Faye, this was a great trip. Oh. It's a great reminder.
So, yes. Magic shop. Lauren doesn't care about magic, he says. But apparently Faith loves magic. So that's how he's going to show his love and propose to her. And they go to the shop. He goes to the shop. There's a magician at the shop because Lauren's looking to find some trick that will impress Faith. And this magician's like, all right, here we go. Check this out. Does some trick. And Lauren's like, seeing it. What else you got? For someone who's not into magic, he's apparently seen a lot of tricks. And is not easily impressed.
Well, he wants something that he hasn't seen before, but it's easy to perform.
Yes. So the magician's like, all right, what about this? And puts a handkerchief over a glass and it smokes. And Lauren's like, not bad, but we're going to be outside. So that's probably not going to work either. So then this random guy from like the corner of the magic store takes out the can with the worm in it. Classic gag. And worm pops out and Lauren's like, all right, that's not bad. That's pretty good. Like we could do that for sure. But the magician doesn't want to be shown up. So it's like this back and forth between just like another shopper and the magician's like, all right, well, what about this? What about you take like a small coin purse and it's empty, but it's actually not. Inside, there's a rainbow handkerchief with a ring on it. And Lauren's like, all right, that's cute. That's pretty cute. I'll take both. Wrap them up. I'll take both.
Yes. So they're going to do a picnic at this nice site. Lauren's waiting for Faith. He brought the rose.
Yeah.
And, well, he's going to do it.
They poured a couple glasses of wine, that heavy pours. And all I could think is, You need rubbing alcohol, Lauren. Your arm is turning green. Like they cheers to the new tattoo. And I'm like, you don't need wine. You need rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. This wine apparently is not very good because Faye makes a comment.
I can't imagine Lauren splurged for the finest wine.
Yeah. So he got some wine and grapes and showing her the magic trick number one, the worm.
Well, she kind of just grabbed the fake Pringles can and Lauren's laughing. It's like, yeah, today I went to a magic shop. This is number one. And the worm pops out.
Okay.
Lauren's like, yeah, that's a fail. I can do this one.
Yeah. And so next he gets that little purse. And instead of performing a magic trick, he's stalking through it. He's like, so I'm pulling this string, right? Yeah. Right? And there is a ring at the end. So, because, Faith, will you marry me?
Yeah, there's a ring because Faith... And then I didn't think about it this way, but Faith goes, wait, is this a trick? And yes. Lauren's like, yeah, it's a trick. Well, no, it's not a trick. It's a real ring. I'm really asking you to marry me, but I'm doing it with a trick. And it's true. It's like, okay, is this a proposal or is this a magic trick? Like, it is kind of confusing if you're Faith.
If he performed a magic trick like he should have, the way he's talking through it, it's like, I'm pulling this string. There's a ring at the end. Will you marry me, Faith?
Yeah, not the most romantic.
No, but then it gets a little creepy because Faith is caught off guard and he starts convincing her to marry him. He says, well, if you say yes, just like, if you say yes, this trip will never end. So what do you say? Do you think you'll say yes?
Yeah, I'll do anything you want. I'll work harder. I love you. Will you marry me? And she was just like, yes. And he's like, all right, it's not going to be easy, but we can do it. And then they made out really hard.
For the first time.
Yeah. And they started talking about like Lauren's worm popping out of the can.
Yeah. Well, they also need to figure out a few other things. One of them is, all right, what about sexy time?
Oh, yeah.
Two bottoms.
Oh, yeah. If we're having sex, that's two bottoms. And Lauren, Mr. Romance, Mr. Romance, this guy, he's like, in the bedroom. Well, I always ask my partners what they want. And, you know, they know I can do either, but they'll let me be bottom because I don't like to use my penis on someone I don't like. My penis doesn't let me do that, but I like you so I can talk. So it's like, you just proposed and now you're talking about all the other people you've banged and the arrangements, the arrangements you've made with them. But also, Faith, if I were you, I know you're a bottom. I would want a top because I wouldn't want that leaky penis. I wouldn't want that leaky penis in me, you know? I wouldn't trust necessarily.
Well,
Lawrence.
His butt might be leaky too, so I don't think it's a win-win.
Everything is oozing. His arm is oozing. His penis is oozing. Yeah, but ooze and Oz.
Yeah, Lauren to even kill the romance even more says, "Okay, well, tomorrow we gotta go to the immigration lawyer to get this going."
Yeah, because I want to stay.
Yeah.
Most importantly, I want to stay.
This is not good.
No. No.
Faye, you should just run.
Not good, but very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Never thought I would see prison tattoos on 90 Day Fiancé.
Very entertaining.
I think this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, Niles and his new dad.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, "I feel like myself again." And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa.
How is it going?
Can't complain. How about you?
Well, it's going well.
All right.
Drinking my cocktail.
Mocktail?
My mocktail?
Yes. From a fun dinosaur, a Santa dinosaur.
It's a tiki. It's a dinosaur Santa tiki mug.
That's right. That's the Tiki Rex. Yeah, you love that.
It's the Tiki Rex.
I know. I said that last time. It's very good.
It was on the Patreon.
That's true.
All right. You ready to dive into Matilda and Niles?
Yeah, it is wedding day. But still some loose ends that need to be tied up. Niles needs to get a loan from Mr. Ark.
From his dad.
From his new dad to pay for the rest of the wedding.
Yeah, because that's the only option for him. So he gets to Mr. Ark's and Niles is like, "Good morning, Dad."
Good morning. The smile on Mr. Ark's face when his new son hit him with a "Good morning, Dad." It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Turns out Mr. Ark is just as controlling as Niles' real dad, though.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Ark didn't like the way Niles greeted him.
Yeah, and Niles wants to sit down, and Mr. Ark snaps at him saying, I did not authorize you to sit down.
Yeah, let's try this thing again. You go back, put your hands behind you. Good morning, Dad. Chair, sit.
Put your backpack on the ground first.
Yeah, it was very fatherly.
Yeah, a little too fatherly.
A little stern fatherly action.
Yeah, so Mr. Ark starts telling Niles the plan, saying, all right, next, we'll go to the house. You get dressed. You're going to complete the marriage. Are you ready?
Well, that's the main thing Mr. Ark wants to know is, can you take care of Matilda? Are you ready to take care of Matilda? Can you feed her? Can you take care of her? And Niles is like, yeah, but there is a lot to pay for, you know, the gifts and the ceremony and the bride price. And turns out I'm just a little bit short and I need some financial aid.
Yeah, he says, I only have 1,300 of their money. Forget the name of it.
CDs.
So yeah, I need some help, which is very concerning to Mr. Ark because he's like, well, Matilda is Ghanaian. We're in Ghana. We don't have money. In America, everyone has money. How come you don't have money? Yeah. How are you going to be sending money back to her? How are you going to do it?
Yeah, everyone has a bunch of money in America, Mr. Ark said. If I was Mr. Ark, I would give my son an allowance. I would set something up where Niles comes over and mows the lawn once a week and empties the dishwasher, and I break him off a little allowance. If I was his dad.
Yeah, you do it with the teenager, not with a 20-something.
Well, desperate times.
Well, Niles is not asking for a gift of money. He's asking for a loan.
True. And he tells Mr. Ark, I lost my job before coming here, but things are in motion. I have a plan for an even better job. I just recently interviewed for a job and I'm hoping for the best. And so Niles thinks, I'm going to have no problem taking care of Matilda and children. And so Mr. Ark's like, all right, well, if that's the case, just make sure you bring Matilda to America as soon as possible.
In 3 months. And Niles is like, I promise I'll bring Matilda back to America in 4 months. Actually, well, I promise I'll bring Matilda back to America in 5 months. It's like
6 months max. 7 months, you have my word, within 7 months.
Well, here's the issue. It's not up to Niles.
Correct.
And he knows it. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of lying to Mr. Ark, but it's not up to me. I've heard immigration did this very quickly for within a couple of months, but also within a couple of years, which is true. I've heard both too.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is out of Niles' hands. But just the fact that he's unemployed right now, to get the paperwork going costs money. You need to sponsor. It costs money. You need to show that you have money to bring someone over. It's not going to happen that quickly.
No chance, 4 months. I mean, yes, there are cases where it happens that quickly, but 4 months from when you file the paperwork, I would say.
Yeah.
He's not even started
that
process, I would imagine. So,
and again, it costs money. It can cost.
True.
Forget how much. Well, he would be filing for, well, the green K-1. Card. The spot. Yeah. No, K-1. No, K-1. They're going to be married. For
true.
Spousal.
Oh, interesting.
Well, just to file for a green card, just all the fees is close to $2,000. And this is when we did it, which is what, 5 years ago, they update the fees.
Yeah.
So it might be more. Niles doesn't have $2,000.
Well, hopefully Mr. Ark's got a little
Niles
savings.
Doesn't have $400.
Very true.
So.
Yeah, it's not good. Now he's lying to his dad. It's all going to go south.
But it satisfies his new dad enough. So he agrees to assess him, saying, to a son I love, I'll help you out. And they start holding hands and walk into the sunset.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's head to Turkey for some turkey.
For Tiger Lily and Adnan.
And Adnan's mother and brother. They're going to be visiting for a couple days.
So do you think they only rented the Airbnb to cook?
No, I think that's where they're going to stay.
Really?
Yeah, I think Adnan wanted to rent a place where everyone could stay and be together.
Oh,
I think
interesting.
It's a bonus that it's got a Thanksgiving-worthy kitchen.
True.
But I think that's where everyone's going to be for the next few days.
Okay.
So it does happen to be Thanksgiving, so Tiger Lily wants to cook and show off the American traditions.
Yes.
And Adnan's loving it too. He's in the holiday spirit. He got a pumpkin like he saw in the movies.
Yes. So he runs in with some grocery bags. Tiger Lily says, I'm going to cook everything. I'm going to cook the whole dinner. I'm going to impress his family. This is going to be great.
If I could only turn on the oven.
It's sad that she didn't get to get the full turkey.
The turkey parts was quite... I'm glad we saw this episode after Thanksgiving, because thinking about an assortment of turkey parts, it would not sit well with me when we were eating the turkey.
Really?
I try not to think about what I'm eating. And you can judge me for that.
I'm not.
But like, if I'm eating chicken, I'm not trying to picture a chicken clucking around the farm, feathers and all, while I'm eating it. I'm just like, this is what it is. This is grilled chicken, whatever that may be. So I don't, if just the words, assortment of turkey parts, there's no other way to visualize that than just like a mangled, slaughtered turkey.
It's just a turkey taken apart.
Yeah. But the beauty of Thanksgiving is the whole turkey coming out of that oven.
True. True.
The turkey parts properly where they belong.
True. But she did what she could. The biggest challenge is the fact that the oven is in Celsius.
True.
Not in Fahrenheit. And Adnan is not helping her at all.
Here's the thing, though. She pretends like if she was in the States, she'd be Martha Stewart. We all know she hasn't cooked probably since before her first marriage.
I mean, she maybe cooks. Some people cook for fun.
She's not striking me as someone who's cooking.
And the producers ask a good question. It's like, how do you cook with those nails? Seriously. She's like, I stir with them. I taste with them. Ew.
Yeah, I wonder how people go through their day-to-day with those nails.
I don't know.
How do you wash your face? How do you go to the bathroom?
How do you wipe your butt? That's my biggest one.
That's what I was getting at. But Tiger Lily's upset. I'm doing all this myself. Adnan's not even helping. He's just on his phone. Is this how it's going to be in Texas? And it's like, well, you just said you could cook in Texas. So you have no problem doing that in Texas. So why is that even an issue if Adnan's not helping in Texas? Now you're just creating drama in your head.
Well, I think she's questioning a lot of this because everything happened so quickly. So whenever she sees something that's not to her liking, she just overthink it.
True.
But knock, knock, who this? It's mom and the brother.
Aaliyah and Yasin arrive. And they are ready to eat. This is the moment of truth. How delicious is that assortment of turkey parts?
Well, that's not the one thing I would never eat that really creeped me out. Sweet potato with a marshmallow. That just sounds so disgusting.
Oh, boy.
What is that? I've never heard of it in my life.
It's very common.
I've lived in the U.S. for over 14 years.
It's very common. People do that.
Why?
Why? It sweetens it up. Sweet potato.
Why would you put marshmallows on a potato?
Why not? It's just sugar.
Ew. It's just, that killed the whole thing for me.
Try it before you knock it.
If your family starts making this for Thanksgiving, I'm going to have a chat with someone, like a deep chat.
All right. I think you're going to get a lot of calls.
Really?
From people saying, oh, we do that. Yeah, it's delicious. Try it, Teresa.
I can't. Like, I can't.
It's marshmallows.
It doesn't go with potatoes. It's the same thing. I once went to the Jersey Shore. I mean, I went there multiple times. I lived in New Jersey. And I wanted to get a slice of pizza on a beach day. Yeah. There was a pizza with chicken and pasta on it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's unnecessary.
Exactly. It doesn't go. You can judge me and I'm okay with it. But why would you? I think I find it weird.
You know what doesn't go, Teresa? Ketchup on pizza.
Wow. It does go.
No, it doesn't.
It does go. It's both.
And that's how people feel about marshmallows on sweet potato.
Oh, I don't even understand why people grill marshmallows.
Like, s'mores?
Yeah.
Because it's tasty. It's a tasty.
Is it?
Have you never put a marshmallow in a fire?
I have never had a s'more.
Okay, but have you had a roasted marshmallow?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
Isn't that a s'more?
No. A s'more is when you take the roasted marshmallow, you put it between two graham crackers with a little bit of a Hershey bar.
I've never had any of that.
Just roast a marshmallow. You put it over an open flame. It gets a little crispy. It caramelizes. And then the center is soft, ooey gooey. The outside is a little crunchy.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever had a marshmallow. It doesn't look interesting to me.
Okay, so uncooked marshmallows are just fun to eat. It's such like a, it's like a pillow. It's like a sugar pillow.
It's a foam.
Yeah, it's foamy. But it's fun.
It's like the sweet hair.
It's less sweet than you think. The outside's like not sweet at all.
It's also on the inside.
It's all the same, but it's just the outside for whatever reason doesn't taste that sweet till you get inside and you start to really get in there. But roast a marshmallow and then call me. It's pretty good. We would do it in my fireplace growing up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Once in a while,
I've never experienced that.
They catch on fire. You freak out for a second. You just blow it out and you eat it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we put ketchup on pizza and pasta and it's delish.
That's disgusting. Okay. So everyone's eating. It's a big hit. Brother Yazan was loving it. I think Brother Yazan.
Is it a big hit? I don't think they are loving it.
Mom and brother were loving it.
They said it. Their faces didn't.
I think Brother Yazan wanted a stuffed Tiger Lily's turkey. But he was like, yeah, this is very good. I'm liking it.
But what's more important, that sweet potato and marshmallows and assorted turkey parts are kids.
I thought Mom wanted dessert. Like, she was like, I want some bonbons. I don't know if you are familiar with that tasty treat.
Yeah, bomboniera.
Yeah, bonbon. And Mom was like, yeah, well, I want bonbons. And I was like, all right, well, let's see what's on the menu. Maybe it's apple pie and pumpkin pie. Maybe they didn't get bonbons. But bonbons are apparently grandchildren. She was like, bring me the bonbons. Oh. Bring me grandchildren.
Yeah, they're working on it.
They are, but that's not totally going to resolve the issue because Adnan and Tiger Lily will live further away. So Adnan starts saying, well, maybe I'll come every month and I'll visit you, Mom.
Which is not ideal. It's not going to happen. They all tried. It never works.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Tiger Lily is not happy hearing it because she says, I'm not going to be sitting at home with kids and he's going to be traveling to Jordan. Like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I thought he was saying, oh, I'll bring the kids. We'll all come every month to see you. And I was like, all right, that's optimistic. I don't think that's going to happen. But then I was like, oh, yeah, you're saying you're just going to go every month and see your mom and leave Tiger Lily behind. And that's definitely not good.
Well, Tiger Lily kind of said, well, you can come, but Adnan's mom said, well, I have other kids I have to take care of. All the adult kids need me.
Right. Oh, what a mess.
What a mess.
Okay. Well,
speaking of a mess.
Yeah. Let's move on to another mess, Vea and Sunny.
Yes, they're walking around doing some street shopping.
Yes, they need to find Vea something she can wear when they meet Sunny's dad, something that's going to cover the tattoos.
It was like us, but instead of covering tattoos, I needed to cover my hives.
Yeah, we've told that story before. The day
allergic reaction.
The day we were going to meet my parents, you broke out in hives and you had... You dress like a European, so you had nothing to cover yourself up. And we had to go to H&M and find something modest for you.
Well, I needed something to cover my neck and my chest. So I remember it was June. Mm-hmm. It was really hot. And I couldn't wear a tank top or anything like it because literally my neck and my chest and my shoulders were covered in hives.
Yeah. We found something, though.
It was a nice, cool, like a light button down and... mini shorts.
Oh, hello. Yeah, we found something. So, all right. So, Vea doesn't love the fact that she has to hide a part of who she is, but she knows it's the respectful thing to do, so she's going to go along with it. So, they go to this shop, and she starts trying some things on. The first outfit she came out in, it looked like she was going to be starring in Netflix's newest cult documentary. Yes. It was head to toe, a lot of cloth. Looks like she just takes care of the children.
It looks like a PJ.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said, like, hey, this is actually triggering me a bit because the family that adopted me made me cover up and they were very controlling.
Yes.
So she did not want to wear that.
But there is another option is this purple colorful dress that Veya caved into, said, okay, I don't, this is not my style, but if I have to wear something, I can wear this.
Yeah, this was a bit more Disney princess and less cult documentary. Yeah. So nice compromise. She went for it. Time to meet Sunny's dad.
Yeah, so they're meeting him at a restaurant. Sunny says, my dad is an old man. Is he? Well, how old is he? 37?
Yeah, are we sure this is not your brother? This is actually your dad?
Yeah, well, dad, maybe, but the level of respect he shows to Veya, he acts like he's 10.
When I saw her picture, she looked a little healthier. And Veya's like, what does that even mean?
Like chubbier, like a little more fat.
He thinks you look chubbier on camera. Yeah, camera adds 10 pounds is what he's saying, Veya. Yeah, she also looks tired. Tired and fat. It's like, all right, dad, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, Veya feels offended and she does not like the fact that his dad, within the first 30 seconds, comments on her body image. Dad, you need to watch some American television. It's a big no-no. It's a big no-no everywhere. You just don't do that.
It's just rude.
Whether she's super skinny or she's bigger, who cares? You don't do that.
Well, I think he was trying to run her off. I think dad, we know, not thrilled that his son is dating outside of the culture and outside of the religion. So I think he was trying to create a bit of an unwelcoming environment so she wouldn't stick around for too long.
Yeah, he says, well, I can tell she loves him, but I don't know why he's dating an American, not a Muslim, outside of our culture. I don't understand.
I see you have some tattoos. Well, we don't like tattoos.
Well, first, like Veya, I think because she felt so off and awkward, she's being a little rude. Like some of her responses were a little rude.
Oh, at that point, I would have responded just like her. That after you tell me I'm fat and tired, when the next thing you do is you're like, you have some tattoos. We don't like tattoos. I thought her response was great. Oh, we don't? Because Sunny likes them.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I commented on. She just started saying like out of nowhere, like, yeah, I don't know, normally dress like this. Like this is not my thing. And I get it. She got offended and she poked, like she almost like fired back. And then he brought up the tattoos and she shut him down. So this turned into, oh, let's meet my dad, to literally like, okay, who can offend the other person more?
True, true. Yeah, because she's like, well, Sonny likes these tattoos. And dad was like, I don't think so. He's my son. He doesn't like them. If you look in the Bible, it says it's wrong. So in the future, you're going to remove your tattoos.
Yeah, you have to remove the tattoos. Not right now, maybe in like 3 months. It's like, what?
Maybe when Niles gets his green card, you can get the tattoos removed. And Veya's like, no, they tell a story of my life. They tell a story of my family. My brother passed away and it has the date of his passing. So I don't want to remove them.
So then next, dad is asking, okay, well, so Sunny is Muslim, so you have to convert to be a Muslim because he needs to tell you. If he tells you to convert, you have to. He's the head of the family. And Veya was like, nope, yeah. Not doing it.
Yeah. Well, as the head of the household, Sunny, maybe you should pipe up, say
chime
something.
In.
Like you were just sitting there. I found that to be the most offensive thing out of everything that was happening at that table is that Sonny just sat there and let his dad attack Veya like that.
Well, here's the thing. Sonny did not want them to meet.
Fine.
Veya wanted to meet his dad. He knew what's going to go down. And I feel I don't like Sonny. He kind of rubbed me the wrong way multiple times. I mean, so did Veya. But for him, he's in the middle. He, as part of his culture, he cannot disrespect his dad.
There's
but
a way
he
to.
Cannot, he doesn't want to disrespect Veya either. So I think for him, the best thing to do is to just sit quietly. And that's what he's doing.
Well, you have to pick your battles at some point. At some point, you're an adult and you have to say, okay, well, do I always just want to go with what my dad says, even though it's wrong and offensive? Or do I want to choose my own path and stand up for my lady? And he didn't really do either. He kind of just sat there in silence, which I thought was the worst.
Yes, but I don't know if he is fully sold on Veya after the whole Rory thing. So
true.
Leia says it's crazy. She's got enough, so she walks away. She's standing outside, crying with the producer, saying, I'm done, I'm leaving, I want to be alone, I don't want to wear this, so she takes off the dress.
And this is why Rory should have never gone home. Rory needs to be there in a moment like this for Vea.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Vea, as we said before, is not the sharpest tool in the box. Often so, we see it on 90 Days. All these Americans match up with these foreigners from different cultures, different religion, different background, go to their country without any research, and then they're surprised that something is being expected of them. Culturally.
Yeah, but at the same time, you do watch different couples and you go, oh, Sonny is responding differently than Adnan. And so there's different degrees of acceptance of American culture.
Correct, but they still didn't have deep discussions about it. She didn't know that, oh, she might need to convert. She might need to get rid of the tattoos. Right. His family's not going to like it. And the other way around, Sonny had no idea she brought her freaking ex-boyfriend with her.
True.
So.
Very true. The communication is terrible, and that's what leads to all these problems in the first place.
But Sonny apologizes to his dad. They walk out holding hands once again.
A lot of hand holding.
And then he goes after Vea. So he's like trying to do both.
Yeah. And Sonny still didn't recognize that his dad's approach could be offensive.
Yeah.
I kind of think he's happy his dad said what his dad said, because I think he deep down feels the same. And he just doesn't want to be the bearer of bad news. But I think Sonny probably agrees. Oh, you probably should remove your tattoos. You probably should dress a little more conservatively.
Well, he goes, talks to Vea, and kind of says, well, you wanted to meet my dad, so this is what happened. But he at least acknowledges that, oh, I should have told her about converting. I should have told her about the tattoos.
Yes. And then he tells the camera, if she doesn't convert, I can't be with her.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to tell her that. So that's a big one.
That is a big one. I don't see them surviving this.
No.
But
no, I don't either.
I don't think Sonny is really acting as a religious Muslim. I mean, they're making out in the pool. He's fine with her the way she is. Mm-hmm. His biggest issue was Rory, right?
Yeah.
I can see if they somehow make it, him moving to the US, and they'll be just fine.
Perhaps.
But anything else? No.
All right. Okay, one more couple.
Favorite couple.
We got Joe and
Magna. Still Magna.
Depending on who you ask. Yeah, the morning after, Joe tried to cook a romantic dinner, but it went south when he brought up her ex. So things are still tense. And Joe says, well, we're still trying to figure each other out. I'm not saying I don't want to marry you, but we're still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
I've never had these conversations with someone I haven't been intimate with.
Yeah, so Magda's folding laundry during all this, and she's already mad at him for not helping her. Like, she's really playing house.
Yeah, well, I liked what Joe said when he's like, you want to wait to be intimate. I want to wait before jumping into marriage.
True.
And I thought that was well played, because I'm team Joe in this, mm-hmm. in this argument. Like, yeah, why are we having these conversations about marriage and kids and the future, if like you are unwilling to be intimate with me?
Yeah,
there usually is this natural order, this progression, and there's something that happens a little bit later where I go, oh, Magda, you really aren't ready to be with this person. Mm-hmm. But I'm team Joe at this point.
I'm team Joe too, and he's like, you know what, let's just enjoy the time we have together, let's just have fun. And she agrees,
so they go for a beach day.
Yeah, it's a natural swimming pool.
Yeah.
And they have them. They do it in Czech too. You just go to a lake.
Yeah. And they're having a picnic, champagne, strawberries with the sweet hair.
A place like this was the place of an incident where I got kissed by a fish.
Oh, the infamous fish kiss.
Yeah, that's why I'm creeped out by fish.
Okay.
You've been at that lake, but we went in the winter where Fluffy was running around and she swam in it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the place.
Yeah. All right. So they're at this beach. They're talking. And Joe's asking about Magda's parents. She's close with her mom. When she was 12, her parents divorced, and that apparently really affected her.
Yeah, she said she has no relationship with her dad to the point that she signed some paperwork that he's no longer her dad. So he cannot ask her for anything.
Yeah. And this is where I go, okay, you guys definitely should not be getting engaged, getting married.
Yeah.
Because Joe's like, well, what did your dad do? I understand that something bad must have happened, or he did something to you or your mom and it made you feel this sort of way and sign these papers. What did he do? And she's like, well, I don't really want to get into it. If you're not comfortable enough to share your family history with this guy,
yeah,
you're not ready to marry this guy.
No. And if you think about it, like, there are some bad things you can think of that dad could have done, right?
Yeah, I could think of many.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate, but I'm glad that Joe says, he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, divorce is hard. That's another reason why we shouldn't rush. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, totally team Joe. But just maybe she doesn't want to share on camera. Maybe she doesn't want to share around producers. But if you're unwilling to tell this man who you want to marry, then you shouldn't marry him.
Yeah. You
should feel comfortable with this person to share every aspect of your life if you're going to marry them.
Exactly. First, I thought, oh, he probably cheated on her mom, but Joe, in her eyes, cheated on her, and that's okay. So I don't think she would really get that mad that she would sign paperwork that he's not her dad. It was something else.
I think it's worse. I don't want to speculate. We can all speculate on our own time. But yeah, I think it's worse. So that's where we end with them.
Yes.
I don't know where they're going to go. I could see them working out. I could see them not working out.
I can see them not working out.
All right. I'm still TBD on that.
I mean, I could if Magda can wait with the whole marriage thing.
Wait with the whole marriage thing or bang the guy. One of those two things has to happen. All right. That is the episode. Another great episode this season has delivered from start till now. Whew. Hopefully it keeps delivering. Mm-hmm. Another season that is delivering is The Last Resort.
Ooh.
Really delivering. Ooh. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on that, join us on Patreon or Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality@supercast.com. That coverage starts at the Cousins Club level, audio only, video at the Family Affair level, plus monthly bonuses. It's all ad-free. There's a chat feature on Patreon. It's fun, so check us out over there. Also, we're on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Follow us over there. Call in, message us, share your thoughts. What do you think of the season, Last Resort? We want to talk about it with you guys, so join us on Instagram.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it's as hard as the season, because we are very close to the Christmas and to the Hanukkah. Oh,
the season. The holiday season.
The holiday season.
Not the 90-day season.
No, that's kind of winding down, as we said, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it.
No, I'm not. But I am ready for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
All right. It would also be wonderful if you haven't left us a review. If you could leave us a review, if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all. Sure have. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.